Sentence handed down to 8 anti-regime leaders in Bahrain has drawn condemnations at home and abroad.
Well, the United Nations Human Rights Office has slammed the Saudi-backed Manama regime for what it calls political persecution of anti-regime protesters, and Bahrain's top clerics have described the sentences as unfair.
In the latest in a string of condemnations, the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights, Navi Pillay, has lashed out at the Manama regime for sentencing 8 anti-regime political leaders to life imprisonment. Pillay spokesman says the UN Human Rights Chief is writing to King Hamad Isa Al Khalifa to press her concerns at the recent harsh sentences against the Bahraini opposition figures. The spokesman for the UN Human Rights Office has said there are serious concerns that the due process rights of the defendants, many of whom are well-known human rights defenders, were not respected, and the trials appear to bear the marks of political persecution. Meanwhile, Bahrain's senior cleric has sharply criticized the life sentences as unfair. In a Friday prayer sermon, Sheikh Isa Qasim called for the immediate overturn of the verdict.
This is not an environment for a political solution. When people are suffering, these sentences and abuses are like a dam preventing people from participating in dialogue.
On Wednesday, a special military court convicted 21 opposition figures of plotting to overthrow the Saudi-backed sheikhdom. 8 senior opposition figures and political activists received life sentences, and 13 others got sentences ranging from 2 to 15 years in prison. Hassan Ali Mushaima, Abdul Jalil Al Singais, Abdul Hadi Al Khawaja, Abdul Wahab Hussein Ali, Abdul Jalil Al Miqdad, Saeed Mirza Al Nuri, Muhammad Habib Al Saffaf, and Saeed al-Shahabi are the 8 men who have received life sentences. The Persian Gulf Sheikhdom's Saudi-backed regime is under fire by the international human rights organizations for its brutal repression of anti-government protests. The regime's crackdown and arrests continue despite the lifting of the martial law earlier this month. Dozens of anti-government protesters have lost their lives. Many more have gone missing, and hundreds have been imprisoned since the regime began its crackdown on opposition demonstrators in mid-February.
Lebanon's